You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello, welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. with Ollie Pimlott, Rory Delaghi and John Budden in the studio. It's Doncaster and Salisbury on the domestic front. We've also got racing over in Ireland from Cork and Downpatrick, so plenty to get stuck into. A few listed races as well along the way in a Group 3 from Cork, so some good stuff in there as well. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Craig Forsyth. Hi, Craig.
Very well, thanks, Mark. How are you?
Yes, very well. Very well indeed. Just coming off the back of a very busy Saturday, and we're now only days away from Royal Ascot. Big fan of Royal Ascot. Everyone is, really. What's your favourite part of the Royal Meeting, if there is one?
All of it, really. and this year in particular, I think, you know, the race is very, very competitive. They've got a good edge to them for betting and for punting in. Just really looking forward to a busy week. You know, there's value to be had right from the very first race, where I think Ribchester is definitely beatable on quick
really?
Ground.
He's a lot of people's idea of a banker, isn't he?
Indeed. You know, a lot of people will be behind him at 4-6. I personally think, you know, the Lockinge form can be turned round on quicker ground, Mark. And you look at the horse that finished him behind him there, and he was third in this race last year, Lightning Spear, and that was his first start for his new handler. You know, you'll know the horse a lot better this time around, and on quick ground, I would rather be each way with Lightning Spear at 92 than Ribchester. You know, that's a tremendous curtain raiser for the meeting, but looking forward to the Commonwealth Cup. Going to be an absolute cracking race this year. Really looking forward to see how that pans out with Caravaggio, Blue Point. I think it is really, really top-notch stuff at Ascot next week.
Yeah, and on top of that, you've got the best of the British, you've got the Aidan O'Brien runners coming over, best of the Irish, and then you've got Wesley Ward who turns up as well.
Yeah, from the two-year-olds.
The US, yeah. Brings out two-year-olds at the size of four-year-olds and
indeed.
Polices everything. Yeah, great. We're looking forward to that immensely, of course. Let's talk best bets for the meeting. I think you've got a couple up your sleeve. What are your best
bets?
Yeah,
a couple of decent prices, which I think is value. Obviously, I'm looking away from the bankers in terms of looking for the best value bets, Mark, here. And I'm going to have a look at the Jersey Stakes. There's one in there at 10-1 at the moment. Winning Ways, a horse I'm very keen on, trained by Jeremy Nasira, a trainer that has won this race twice in the last 12, 13 years. And Winning Ways absolutely tore a good handicap Ascot apart. Yeah, it was only off a mark of 85, but the way he went about his business that day suggests that, you know, he was a better than handicap company. He was well up to at least winning at, you know, Group 3 level. Russomat, who finished second to him on that occasion, in a distant second, good 3.5 lengths back, has came out and won the Silver Bowl at Haydock, a competitive handicap. Kafu Shamimi, a horse trained by Richard Hannon, who was way back in fifth, has came out and won a decent race at Sandown. And Original Choice, who was sixth, trained by Willie Haggis, just went down fighting to a well-handicapped horse at York on Friday. So very, very strong form. I think he's capable of bridging the gap between handicap company and stepping up into the Jersey. Looking at the market now, we've got Dream Castle that, you know, is a real keen goer. I think the step back to 7 will be in his favour, but, you know, he's going to pull hard. That's guaranteed. Mm-hmm. We've got an exciting French horse who finished second in a Group 1 in France last time. He's going to add particular interest to the race. Deban the filly ran particularly well. It is a warm renewal of the Jersey Stakes, but I think Winning Ways each way at 10-1 is the one that can take that step forward from handicap company and offers the each way value.
Yeah, could be a bit of value there. Winning Ways at 10-1 then in the Jersey. What's your other one?
Yeah, it's in the King George V Stakes. It's a handicap which I think is the final race on the Thursday. Mark, usually a real good race for unexposed middle distance 3-year-olds. Mark Johnson, I think, has a very strong hand this year. Sophia's Rock, a good winner at Haydock last time. He's already booked Ryan Moore. He's a 10-1 chance. He's a big player here. But I fancy another Johnson inmate here at 14-1, and that's Time to Study. I mean, I don't think the handicapper's anywhere near catching this horse just yet. He made his comeback in the London Gold Cup at Newbury, finished third behind Defoe, who's in the market here at 12-1. I believe his chance is ground dependent, and he doesn't want cutting the ground Defoe, which is unlikely. I think it's going to be a real fast surface. And Time to Study finished third behind Defoe at Newbury. He then went on from a bad draw and won the Edinburgh Gold Cup. I thought that was a particularly good performance. Things didn't work out, and it certainly wasn't straightforward for him in that race, and he left the impression there is much, much more to come from him, Mark. I think he's way ahead of the handicapper. There will be at least six or seven that are well ahead of the handicapper in this contest. There always is. But, you know, providing he gets a decent draw, because a draw can play a big part in this event, I think Time to Study at 14-1 is a big, big player.
There you go then. A couple of double-figure prices from Craig going into Royal Ascot. It all starts on Tuesday. You'll hear it all on William Hill Racing Radio. We'll have the thoughts of Sir Anthony McCoy along the way. We'll have Ken Pitterson live in the paddock, and we'll have an expert team in the studio every day as well. So make sure you join us and tune in. That's a combination of the two. Do join us and tune in to William Hill Racing Radio throughout Royal Ascot next week. We're going to concentrate on matters close to hand now. We've got four races picked out for Sunday. We'll get Craig's thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, we're going to look at three races at Doncaster and the listed race at Salisbury. So we'll go through Doncaster first, then we'll move on to the race at Salisbury. The 2 o'clock is the first race that we look at on Town Moor. It's a Class 4 handicap. It's over almost a mile, a field of eight. Set to go to post for this one, Craig. Not all that much winning form in here. Apart from Mombo Visage, who won last time out, what do you like in the race?
The likely favourite for the opener at Doncaster on Sunday, Mark, is likely to be Mombo Visage for David O'Mara, a last time out winner. Travelled through that Pontefract race in good style, beat Hanseatic, who was slightly disappointing at York on Saturday, it has to be said. That form taking a little bit of a knock, but all three of his wins have come in, or four wins, have come in Class 5 company or below. Every time he's put his nose up into Class 4 or higher, grade, he's come up short, and I think that could well be the case again for the likely favourite trained by David O'Mara. So I'm going to go with Sovereign Bounty here, trained by Jed O'Keefe, a horse that his last two wins came at Beverley and Thirsk last season off marks of 72 and 75, but in recent times, particularly on his last start at Beverley, shaped like he was really coming to hand. I thought he was slightly unlucky in that race. The gaps didn't come at the right times for him. He was an eye-catching fifth in the end. The handicap has dropped him a pound. He should be capable over a stiff mile off a mark of 78. Graham Lee gets on really well with him. Unfortunately, he doesn't ride on Sunday, but we've got a really good replacement in PJ McDonald. I think he's well handicapped. I think he's been found an excellent opportunity here. This looks a real good bit of placing. And he could complete a double on the card for Jed O'Keefe. So I'm with Sovereign Bounty.
Sovereign Bounty, the selection for Craig in the 2 o'clock at Doncaster. Then the next race we look at there is the 4 o'clock, which is a Class 3 handicap over 6 furlongs. We've got plenty of in-form runners here, really. Piper's Note comes here in winning form. Zanetto won last time out as well. Evergate for Robert Cowell. Returned to winning ways last time, and it's quite an open race, this.
It is an open race, Mark. Evergate, obviously an improving type for Robert Cowley. He won last time at Windsor. He's got to be respected. Wentworth Falls, the ground went against them. At York, he overcome a bad draw, and he overcome the bias of the race when he won at Redcar on his penultimate run off a mark of 92. And on the basis of that, turning back to faster ground, he could still be well handicapped. So he's one to take a close look at for Jeff Harker and Philip Macon went with Wolf. But I'm going to stick with Ruth Carr's runner here, Piper's Note, who I thought won a real decent race at Ripon 11 days ago. Clocked a really good figure running a fast time. He is a bit of a Ripon specialist, but I see absolutely no reason why he won't run his race here at Doncaster. He last ran here at listed level, and he ran really well, finishing third on that occasion. So, you know, off a £3 higher mark than for his success at Ripon, I think he's very much one to be interested in, and I can see him following it up. So Piper's not the top weight for me, carrying 10-3.
Yeah, banging form as well, isn't she, Ruth Carr, at the moment? So yarding form on your side. We head to the 4:30 next, which is a Class 4 handicap. It's over, again, just short of a mile. You said earlier on in the piece that you thought Jed O'Keefe may have a double on the card. I'm going to stick my neck out and go for a wild guess. Do you like Komodo here?
I do like Komodo here, Mark. You called it and won. Particularly impressive at Wetherby last time. If you stopped the race at Wetherby at the furlong pole, you'd be asking yourself, well, how did this horse win? But he picked up in real good style in the closing stages there. Well on top at the finish. You've got to think the galloping track, the extra furlong is very much in his favour. And you look at the shape of the race as well, Martin. There's plenty of pace on here. The likes of Inner Circle, who bombed off from the front at Haydock last time. I think there's Richard Hannon's got another one in here that should make the pace. I thought there was at least three strong front-running types here that is going to set the race up for a closer. And Jed O'Keefe's horse, the way he finished off at Wetherby last time, suggests there's much more to come from him. And there's much more to come from him when he steps up and trip. And there's more of an emphasis on stamina, which he gets on Sunday. And Komodo, I think, has an excellent chance. The danger is Alias. A horse that caught the eye last time. He looks physically like he's a much better horse than his mark suggests. He's on a mark of 65. He's in a 0 to 80. I think he would be better placed than a 0 to 70. This might just be beyond him at the moment. He's one to keep an eye on. He is the danger, but Komodo's the pick.
Komodo, the selection then in the 4:30 at Doncaster, and the final race we look at is the 3:45 at Salisbury. Their feature contest is the Cathedral Stakes, which is a listed race over six furlongs, and Mr. Lupton is one that I've followed for quite a while, Craig. A strong pace, and this trip seems to bring out the best in him. He looked somewhere near back to form at Windsor last time, and obviously Newmarket the time before. We've seen him to good effect at York in the past as well. A big galloping straight seems to be what he wants. So do you think he has a decent chance?
Yeah, he does. He was slightly unlucky in that Windsor race, Mark, when up to listed level last time. He just didn't get the gaps, and he never really got himself well balanced and able to hit his top stride at any stage in the race. So I think, you know, he's definitely better than he was able to show there. Prior to that, he'd won the competitive Newmark handicap in a very quick time. So, yeah, he is very much the one to beat. Obviously, he'll be priced accordingly. I think he'll be round about the 6-4 shot, 6-4 mark in the market. But he's going to take a lot of beating. Mythmaker, won a Group 2 at Haydock last time. It was a fairly weak contest, that, for the prize on offer. You know, he'll try and make a bold bid from the front, but I think he'll be up against it in the closing stages. If there's to be a danger here, Ekteran could be the one. I was slightly disappointed with him at Newmarket last time. I did back him on that occasion simply because he'd finished a real good second behind Daniel's Flyer prior to that. Now, the ground could have been a possible excuse for his below par effort last time, and back on quicker terrain, you know, better can be expected. So if there's to be a danger, it could be Richard Hannon's Ekteran, but the most obvious one looks to be Mr. Lupton.
Mr. Lupton then the most likely winner there at Salisbury in the 3:45. As usual, Craig, let's just spin through these and confirm the selections then for Sunday.
Sovereign Bounty, hopefully to get us off to a flyer in the 2 o'clock at Doncaster. In the 4 o'clock at Doncaster, we're going with Piper's Note for Ruth Carr. In the 4:30 at Doncaster, Komodo for Jed O'Keefe, and he could well be the best bet of the day on Sunday. And in the 3:45, the obvious Mr. Lupton in the listed race at Salisbury.
Superb. Thank you very much, Craig. Good luck and enjoy on Sunday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:40 p.m. with Ollie Pimlott, Rory DeLaghi and John Budden in the studio. Doncaster and Salisbury on the domestic front, and it's Cork and Downpatrick over in Ireland. Plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
ACCA 5 is William Hill's new ACCA insurance. It means if you have a 5 selection accumulator and one lets you down, you'll get your money back as a free bet. And it's available across all sports. ACCA 5, exclusive to William Hill. T's and C's apply.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.